This is RNZ Pacific News. I'm Fino Fanua Malolele. Fiji's Parliament in Suva has convened. A Westminster-style ceremony marked the occasion with a mace carried into Parliament, followed by a prayer from Fiji's Speaker of Parliament, Ratu Nangama Lalamalavu. President of the Republic of Fiji, Williame Kontoniemvere, formally opened the Parliament with a speech congratulating all parties on the country's peaceful elections held last year.
I am grateful to note that the change in government has taken place peacefully and swiftly as the new administration has commenced its work and the mandate of the people. I must acknowledge the contribution and achievements of the previous government in steering the nation in the past 16 years. On the same note, we congratulate the People's Coalition Government. You now have the responsibility of leading our nation in the next 4 years.
Still in Fiji, the country's former elections supervisor, Mohamed Sanim, is under investigation by the anti-corruption agency for alleged abuse of office and has been stopped from leaving the country. The Fijian Elections Office says Mr. Sanim is alleged to have unlawfully authorized payments of sitting allowances to members of the Electoral Commission. RNZ Pacific's Craig Stephen has more.
The elections body says the Constitutional Officers Commission had clarified to Mr. Sanim that the allowance for the chairperson and members of the Electoral Commission remained at the same rate of 500 Fijian dollars per person per meeting. Mr. Sanim, however, had continued to instruct allowances to be paid to the Commission's members for attending events other than meetings, including social functions. According to the Elections Act, the Elections Supervisor has no authority to determine when an Electoral Commission meeting takes place. The FEO says the former elections boss continued to deviate from this and constantly give instructions for allowance payments to members.
Australia has announced it will help revive Tonga's state-owned airline Lulutai. Tonga's sole domestic airline grounded its main aircraft last week for maintenance and repairs. Australia's High Commissioner Rachel Moore told a press conference in Nuku'alofa that Australia would provide financial support and help develop a business plan with Lulutai, although she did not provide an exact figure.
We are very committed to this bilateral relationship. We know that Tonga's had a very difficult couple of years, and most of those challenges are entirely out of your control and beyond any cause that you could have managed yourselves. And we know how important these years are going to be to your recovery. Aviation is a key part of that.
New Zealand's health agency has funded EpiPens, much to the relief of those who suffer from severe allergies. In an announcement, Pharmac stated that the increased incidences of anaphylaxis and the high costs of EpiPens led to the decision to subsidize the life-saving treatment. ProCare Clinical Director Alan Moffitt says the funding will benefit the Pacific community.
Pacific people have probably more than twice the amount of food allergy Europeans or Asian or Maori people, and you know, often Pacific also lower income, and therefore this is a huge benefit to those families that otherwise might not have been able to afford to have an EpiPen.
In Papua New Guinea, two PNG Defence Force soldiers have been injured in an armed ambush in the Western Highlands province of Enga. The Post Courier reports a group of locals set up a roadblock and shot the soldiers who had been called to the area to assist in retrieving a stolen vehicle. Local police say they've identified the culprits, but haven't confirmed any arrests. There are hopes an upcoming meeting will throw water on a growing fire of controversy surrounding the looming release of radioactive nuclear wastewater from the wrecked Fukushima Daiichi power plant into the Pacific Ocean. The government of Japan, along with Pacific Islands forum leaders, are set to meet in Tokyo next week. The Pacific Islands Forum and its scientists maintain there is no scientific proof to support Japan's position that the operation is safe. Tokyo Electric Power Company, which owns the power plant, says it's preparing a response to the forum's request for more information. The meeting is scheduled for February 7th. A new policy has been tabled in Samoa that sets up new terms and conditions for seasonal workers. Acting Prime Minister Tuala Ponifacio says the policy addresses key areas of major concern. Caleb Fotheringham has more.
Samoa suspended its participation in New Zealand and Australia seasonal work schemes for January while the new policy was being finalised. The policy includes criteria for the selection of unskilled workers and their terms of employment, including strict observation of moral values. For February, the seasonal work schemes will operate under existing framework. From March, seasonal workers will be selected by village councils in collaboration with district councils. And in April, all workers will be subject to the new terms.
The US Senator for Colorado is calling on Apple and Google to remove TikTok from their app stores. Senator Michael Bennett sent a letter to the CEOs of both companies citing concerns about how the social media platform handles user data. TikTok says concerns are largely driven by misinformation about the company. Our correspondent Sally Patterson has more.
Senator Michael Bennett says TikTok poses an unacceptable threat to the national security of the United States. TikTok is working hard to reassure American lawmakers that it does not store U.S. user data in China. The CEO is due to testify to Congress next month. So far, no response from Apple or Google about whether they plan to remove TikTok from their stores. But with the platform already banned on various devices and internet networks, it seems TikTok has a long way to go to convince officials it's not a threat.
To sport, Australian tennis star Nick Kyrgios has avoided a conviction but has admitted to assaulting an ex-girlfriend. The 27-year-old's guilty plea came after his lawyers failed to have the charge dismissed on mental health grounds. The BBC's Phil Mercer has more.
The magistrate was quite sympathetic to Nick Kyrgios, not recording a conviction. No good behaviour bond has been imposed either. The reason for that, the magistrate saying that this offence occurred 2 years ago, and in the intervening time, Nick Kyrgios has sought help for his mental health problems and has not reoffended again. So what it means is that Nick Kyrgios doesn't have a criminal record, and as a professional tennis player ranked 20th in the world, is free to travel the world competing without hindrance.
That's it for RNZI Pacific News and Sport. You can find more updates at rnzi.com.